went to the...
大家早上好。
Glad you made it to the snow.
我们每个人都从带着雪中从雪中来到这里。
Also, I usually don't like to preach. Change, move the clocks forward. Everyone is very sleepy.
我通常不喜欢再把时间往前拨一个小时来布道，因为大家都会很辛苦，很疲劳。
A little over 40 years ago, our church decided to embark on its first building project.
大约在40年前，我们教会开始了第一次扩堂的计划。
The church had been meeting in rented space in the Pine Street Inn.
教会在那时候是在 Pine 街一个旅馆里租房子来进
行。Pine Street Inn was not a hotel, but a homeless shelter when it was located on Pine Street.
这个 Pine 街上的这个旅馆呢，不是一个真正的旅馆，是为无家可归者安置的。
The church was desperate to have its own place.
教会很急迫地想有自己的地方。
Finally, they were able to obtain land at 249 Harrison Avenue.
最终，我们教会能够在Harrison 249号得到了一块土地。
They paid the city $18,400 for that land.
向市政府交了18,400块钱，18,400块钱。
But they needed to raise money to erect a building on that land.
但是呢，需要募款来把在那个房子上建上一个在那个土地上建房子。
At that time, the church only had about 150 people.
那时候教会大约只有150个人。
It was mostly people, blue-collar people and students.
大多数人都是蓝领工人和学生。
But the church sacrificed and saved $400,000.
但是教会呢，省吃俭用，最后省下了40,000块钱，40,000块钱。
And the first building was built in 1979.
第一个房子是1979年建的。
40 years ago.
大约40年前。
And that was a bold move by the church at that time because it really helped the ministries to grow.
那时候对教会来说是一个很勇敢的举动使我们的各项施工能有很大的帮助。
That building at 249 Harrison has held the most worship services in our church.
我们教会多数的崇拜都是在Harrison Street 249号这个建筑物里。
Many ministries had its start at that building.
很多的施工也从那儿开始。
Many people came to Christ in that building.
很多人在那个建筑物里信主。
Many people were baptized in that building.
很多人在那个地方受洗。
Some people had their weddings in that building.
有的人在那儿举行了婚礼。
And so now the church, the city is asking the church if it's willing to sell that property to them.
现在市政府问我们教会愿不愿意把那块土地卖给他。
The city had been looking for a place to place the Quincy Upper School.
市政府一直在找一块土地来为Quincy上校取得一个校址。
They already own the land behind the church.
他们市政府拥有他们这个学校拥有教会后边的那块土地。
And they feel that with our land, they will be able to put this new school right on that block.
如果他们能得到我们教会的土地的话，他们就在那个地方建一个更大的地方，为学校建一个更大的地方。
Now, I recognize that perhaps some people in this congregation had never even set foot in that building.
我意识到我们教带过的当中带过的可能还没有去过那一个教会。
But the way our church is structured, all of us who are members will have to vote on whether to sell the land or not.
我们 BCC 教会的安排结构是这样的，就是每一个会员都为这个教会的这个他。教会的财产的投票多决定。
Because our church is a congregational church, and so we all are like a family. We all have to vote on whether we want to sell the land or not.
我们教会就是一个大家庭。当如果决定是卖还是不卖的时候，我们每个人都需要投票。
And this is a big decision for our church, particularly affecting the ministries in Chinatown.
这是一个很大的决定，特别是会影响到我们在华埠的一些服事。
And the question we want to ask is, what is God's will?
我们想问的问题是，神在这里的旨意是什么？
Because we recognize it's not just a financial decision.
我们认识到这不仅仅是一个经济上的决定。
We recognize it's a spiritual decision.
这还是一个属灵上的决定。
And so many times we have asked that same question, what is God's will?
很多时候我们问神的旨意是什么？
Because we seek God's guidance even in our everyday lives.
因为即便是在我们每一天的生活中，我们都寻求神的旨意和带领。
First, those who are young, maybe they're asking, should I marry this person or not?
对那些年轻的人来说，他们可能会问我是不是要娶或者嫁给这个人。
If you're married, maybe ask the question, should I have children? How many children?
如果你已经结婚了，你可能会问我是不是在生一个，在生要生孩子或者生多少个孩子。
Maybe you've been faced with a big decision about whether to buy a house or not.
也许你觉得你现在面对的一个选择，要不要买下一个房子
？Maybe you're thinking about changing jobs, and you need God's guidance.
也许你在寻求神的旨意啊，是不是要换一份工作
？Or maybe you're like me, wondering when I should retire.
也许你像我一样，是不是我现在要考虑该退休了
？So we all have large questions that we seek God's guidance.
所以我每个人都有一些很大的问题需要寻求神的带领。
And so as we ask this question about whether to sell this property or not, we want to look to God's word to receive some guidance.
在我们现在决定是否卖这块地的时候，我们也寻求神的旨意。
And I believe that God gives us some insight into how he guides us in the passage that was just read.
在我们刚才读到的经文里面，神给了我们一些关于如何做决定的指引。
In fact, I believe that there are at least 9 principles that can help us in terms of this decision.
我相信至少有9个这样的原则来指引我们做出决定。
And I printed those principles in your bulletin.
在你拿到手里的小册子里，把这有已经打印出来这9个原则。
That way you don't have to write them all down.
这样你就不用记笔记了。
And you can hopefully listen more.
这样的话你可以更多的听。
And these principles hopefully help guide the church in its decision as well as your own decisions in your own life.
这些原因希望能够帮助我们在教会帮助我们教会做决定，也同时呢，在你人生个人生活方面也有一些指引。
As we read Exodus 13 and 14, we recognize that this is a story about how God led the people out of Egypt and parted the Red Sea.
我们在读这出埃及记13-14章的时候，我们知道神是如何带领以色列人出埃及。
And we're actually not going to talk too much about the big miracle that took place.
我们不会去花时间讨论那些发生的神迹。
But we want to look particularly at how God guides his people.
我们特别是要看一下神是如何带领这些人的。
Remember that God had promised Abraham that from him would come a great nation.
记得神对亚伯拉罕应许说，有一个很大的，从他那里会出来，诞生一个很伟大的国家。
God told him also that he would give them a land of their own, a promised land.
神也告诉他，他会给他们自己的土地，也就是应许之地。
Now Abraham had a great grandson, his name was Joseph.
Abraham 的重孙子有一个重孙子叫约瑟。
And he was sold into slavery into Egypt.
他被卖到埃及当奴隶。
But he rose up to be Pharaoh's prime minister.
但他起来成为法老的东翼大臣。
And Joseph was able to move his entire family.To Egypt to save them from famine.
约瑟把他所有的家人都移到埃及来躲避饥荒。
But 400 years later, Joseph's influence was forgotten.
400年之后呢，约瑟的影响已经被完全的遗忘了。
The Israelites were enslaved by the Egyptians.
以色列人成了埃及人的奴隶。
But God raised Moses to lead the people out of Egypt, out of slavery.
神呢呼召摩西，让他来带以色列人出埃及。
And so we want to pick up the story about how the Hebrew people were able to leave Egypt and head to the Promised Land.
我们就从以色列人如何出埃及到他们的应许之地开始。
And so the first principle that listed there is that God does lead us, and He leads us step by step.
在手册上列出的第一个原则就是神带领，是一步带领我们，是一步一步的带领我们。
Notice in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, it says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near."
在出埃及记13:17说，谁呢带以色列人出埃及，让他们走的是北边的，不是走的不是北边的，离腓立比人土地比较近的路。
But in verse 18 it says, "But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea."
而神让他们经过的是靠近红海的那些旷野。
So we see here that God was leading His people.
我们看到神的确是在引领他的子民。
He didn't want them to go in one direction, but rather He wanted to go them in another direction.
他让他们走一个确定的方向，而不是另外一个方向。
And why does He do that?
他为什么这么样做呢?
Because we are His children.
因为我们是他们的，是我们是神的孩子。
He loves us. He wants what's best for us.
他爱我们，他对我们怀着美好的意念，最好的美好的意念。
Just as any good parent wants to lead their child into the right direction.
就像每一个父母都想带在一个正确的方向上带领他们的孩子。
Another imagery is given to us in Psalm 23.
另一个意象是在诗篇23:
We know that it says there that the Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That means that we are the sheep.
这就说我们是他的羔羊。
And the Lord, as the shepherd, leads his sheep.
神是我们的是牧者，引领他的羔羊。
In that Psalm, verse 2 says, "He leads me beside still waters."
领我在可安息的水边。
In verse 3, it says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness."
引导我走义路。
And so I believe also that the Lord leads us step by step.
我也相信神是一步一步的引领我们。
And in this story in Exodus, God didn't give them the whole plan.
在这个出埃及记的故事里，神并没有一个给他们给埃及人给以色列人一个总体的计划。
Now sometimes God does show us the big plan.
有时候神的确是给一个很大的计划。
But particularly here, He was just leading them the next step.
但他在这儿，他只是把他们带到下一步。
And I think of how in Psalm 119 verse 105.The Bible says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
在诗篇109章105节，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上光。
God leads us, particularly through His word.
神对我们带领，特别是通过他的话语。
Now in ancient times,
在古代
they didn't have any street lights.
那时候没有什么街灯。
And people carried lamps.
人们手里拿着路灯灯笼。
And those lamps allowed you to see just a little bit.
那灯笼发出的光只能让你看到脚前的一点点。
Enough for you to take the next step.
只是让你能够往前挪一小步。
They didn't have like headlights on cars so you could see it for a distance.
不像他们那时候没有我们车上的头灯。
Those lamps just.Gave you enough light so you could see your next step.
那种灯笼只能给你足够的光，让你看到如何走下一步。
And so I believe that's how God guides us as well.
我觉得那就是神带领我们的方式。
Doesn't necessarily show us the whole picture.
不一定是让我们看到总体的一个大的计划。
But He shows us what's the next step.
但是让我们看到下一步要做什么。
If God told me many years ago that I would become the senior pastor of a large Chinese church, I would not believe him.
如果神在很多年前告诉我，我可能会成为一个很大的华人教会的一个主任牧师，我可能不会相信。
I would have argued with God just like Moses did when he was called.
我可能会像摩西跟神争辩一样，跟神争辩这个事情。
But God led me step by step.
但是神一步一步的引领了我。
He led me to get some Bible training.
他让我得到了圣经的训练。
He asked me, "Are you willing to go to seminary to learn more about the Bible?"
他问我，你愿意不愿意去去圣的神学院来得到训练？
And it was just one step, and I said yes.
那是一小步，我说好的。
And when I finished that training, the church offered me a job as assistant to the pastor.
我接受训练之后呢，教会给我了一个职位，是牧师助理。
Now that job was really more like a janitor and a secretary.
那份工作更像是清洁工或者是秘书。
And I said, I could do that.
我说好的，我可以做。
And so God was leading me step by step.
所以神是一步一步的带领了我。
And then I was.Promoted to be associate pastor working with Pastor Fung for over 20 years.
后来我成了凤牧师的助理牧师一做就是25年。
And only after 30 years of ministry, God called me to become senior pastor of the church.
经过了30年的教会服事之后，我才成了教会的主任牧师。
And so throughout that whole process, God was leading me step by step.
在整个这个过程中，神是一步一步的带领了我。
He didn't show me, you know, the big picture.
他没有让我看到那一个整体的计划。
And he didn't show the Israelites the big picture here in this story.
在这个故事里呢，他也没有让以色列人看到一个整体的计划。
Now, second principle that we see here is God will not necessarily lead us on the easiest path.
在第二个原则呢，就是神引领我们的道路未必是容易的捷径。
Again, look at verse 17.
让我们看一下第十八节，三章十八节。
It says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near."
神让以色列人走的不是腓立比人的靠近腓立比人的北边的路，尽管那个路是比较短的。
So when Pharaoh let the Israelites go, they were going to be heading to the Promised Land.
当法老允许以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们要去的终点就是应许之地。
And from Egypt, it was basically to the northeast.
也就是说，从埃及直接往北走，就到了应许之地。
And even for those people, it probably only took maybe 2 weeks for them to get there.
对于那时的以色列人来说，两个星期左右就到了。
But God didn't lead them in that direction.
但是神没有引领他们走那条路。
Instead, he led them in a different direction toward the south instead.
相反，他引领他们往南边走。
And so, one of the reasons is because if they went north, they would have to go through the land of the Philistines.
其中一个原因就是，如果他们往北走，就必须经过腓立比人的地。
And the Philistines, would not like it with all these people walking through their country.
腓立比人肯定不喜欢让这些人经过他们的国土。
They would attack the Israelites.
他们会攻击以色列人。
And the Israelites, they were just slaves.
而以色列人那时候只是奴隶啊。
They didn't have an army. They weren't trained.
没有军队，没有受过军事训练。
So God was saying, "Don't go north, but go south."
所以神说不要往北走，往南去。
One of the great modern inventions recently is what we call the GPS.
我们最近的比较时髦的一个发明就是 GPS.
This is a great way to go to a place you've never been before.
要去到一个很好的地方，这是一个很好的工具。
It's able to calculate what's the best.Route to go from one place to another.
它会很好的计算从一个地方到另一个地方最好的路线。
And I remember even using it to go to New York City.
我记得有一次用它去纽约。
And I've been to New York City many, many times.
我去纽约很多次了。
But I said, oh, you know, might as well use this GPS.
那我说，那为什么不用一下这个GPS呢？
Well, midway through the trip, it told me to get off the main highway and go onto these small roads.
在高速路上，它让我下高速，然后走一个不同的路。
And I was thinking to myself, why is it asking me to go on these small roads?
我那时候就想，为什么让我去走一个更小的路呢？
I know the main road, it's the best, the fastest way.
我知道这个主路是最好的，最快的路。
But somehow I trusted the GPS.
不知怎么的，我就相信了GPS。
And yes, it did take me kind of a longer way.
它确实给你给我走了一个更长一点的路线。
I was kind of grumbling that I had to go through these small streets.
我那时候有点不满意。
But later on, I learned there was a big accident on the main highway.
后来我知道在高速上发生了一个重大的交通事故。
And the GPS was trying to help me to avoid that big traffic jam.
GPS那时呢，就是让我避开交通堵塞。
And so I think that's how God leads us as well.
我觉得这就是神如何引领我们。
Because He knows what's ahead.
他知道前边要发生的事情。
He sees the problems that will be there and helps us to go around them sometimes.
他看见前面可能会遇到的问题，而且让我们避开它。
And so I've been thinking about how God has done that for our church.
我在想神是在我们的教会是如何这样做的。
See, we've been thinking about expansion for a long time.
我们关于扩张已经想了很长时间。
And the reason is actually a good reason because God has blessed our church with numerical growth.
原因呢，当然是一个很好的原因，就是神让我们的教会有了很大的成长。
And so, like, as I mentioned, God gave us a new building at 249 Harrison.
我记得神给我们Harrison Street 249这个地方。
But soon after that, we had to renovate the inside of that building very extensively because there was not enough space.
很快我们就不得不把建筑物里边进行了装修，因为我们很快就没有了空间了。
And then we bought this apartment building right across the street.
我们又买了街对面的一个公寓。
And then we tried to ask the city if we could buy land from them behind the church so we could add an addition to the building.
我们又想把教会后边的那块地从市政府里买下来，这样的话我们可以加建。
But the best the city could offer is that, well, we're willing to swap the land that you have for some land on the other end of the block.
后来市政府给我们最好的一个建议却是给我们换土地。 把我们的教会换到另外一个地方。
Well, we thought we had a good plan, and so we just waited for the Lincoln to be vacant because they decided to put some temporary classrooms on that site.
所以我们就一直等，在这期间，市政府把那块土地上放置了一些暂时的教室。
And when they put those temporary classrooms there, they said, oh, it'll be gone in a few years.
那时候他们说，这些暂时的教室几年之后就会挪走的。Well,
that was back in 1999.
那是1999年。
And those temporary classrooms are still there after 20 years.
那些暂时的教室现在还在那儿。And
so we were getting very frustrated.
我们很沮丧地在等待。
And we didn't know, why did God put us on this path and nothing is happening?
我们不明白为什么神让我们开始这一个过程，但是却让我们等这么长时间。
But many of you know, a few years ago, we bought 120 Shaman.
你们当中很多人知道，我们几年之前我们买下了Shaman的一个地方。
It was a nursing home, and those people decided to move to Quincy.
这是一个敬老院，他们决定挪到Quincy。
And that land is like more than twice the amount of land that we have at 249 Harrison.
那个地呢，是我们在Harrison 249号的地的两倍之多，之大。
So, because we were delayed, God gave us even more land.
因为我们被延滞，我们却神却给我们更多的土地。
See, God is not in a hurry like we are.
神不是匆匆忙忙，像我们一样。
Sometimes he has certain lessons for us to learn.
有些时候他有一些功课要让我们学到。
Many times we are focused on the final product.
很多时候我们把重点放在结果上。
But God is focused on the process.
但是神把重点放到过程。
Because in that process, he's building us up.
因为在那个过程中他在建造我们。
And so, instead of being focused just on a building, he was focused on the process of helping us to grow to be like Christ.
不是把重点放到得到一个新的建筑物，而是把重点放到我们，塑造我们，让我们更像主耶稣。
So God doesn't necessarily lead us on the easiest path or the quickest path.
所以神未必是引领我们走捷径。
Number three, God leads us in a way that shows His intimate knowledge of us.
第三原则就是神引领我们的方式显示他对我们知根知底。
So in the last part of verse 17, it says, For God said, Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea.
在第出埃及三章十七节，神说恐怕被百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野之中。
So in verse 17, it reflects that God understood the attitude of the Israelites.
在十七节里显示神对以色列人的态度有很好的了解。
If they had to go fight the Philistines, they would get discouraged.
如果他们不得不跟非利比人打仗，他们就会胆怯。
They would want to turn back and go back to Egypt.
他们就会想回到埃及。
So instead of going north through the land of the Philistines, he led them to go south.
所以神不是让他们引领他们从北边走，而是让他们去南边。
And again, we see how God does this in our church.
我们也从我们教会的发展上看到了神是这样带领的。
And when we were waiting for the city to remove these temporary classrooms, we were running out of space.
当我们在等待市政府把那些临时的教室从那块地方挪去，然后让我们得到土地加建的时候，我们教会本身已经没有了太多的空间。
At that time, we were not even able to rent the Quincy Elementary School auditorium.
而且在那时，我们都已经没有不能再从 Quincy 学校租地方敬拜了。
But in 2003, God revealed to us an opportunity to buy this Newton campus.
但是在2003年的时候，神呢给我们一个机会，让我们买下 Newton 这个小这个 campus。
We wanted to have a better facility in Chinatown, and then later to go to the suburbs.
我们买来的想法是在华埠买到一个更好的地方，然后再往郊区扩展。
But God had another plan.
但是神有一个他的计划。
He wanted us to buy the Newton campus first.
他让我们先把牛顿这个教会买下来。
And then expand in Chinatown.
然后再来华埠扩展。
And part of it is because he understands us as well.
其中一个原因就是他真的是对我们有很好的了解。
You see, when we bought this Newton campus, it was a very easy decision.
当我们买牛顿这个教会的时候，那个决定是很容易的。
It only cost us $2.5 million.
只花费只是230万。
I remember when people in the church came to look and examine this building.
我记得教会的人来到这儿检查。
Oh, they said, "Oh, nice! It's made out of stone, very solid."
他们说太好了，是用石头做的，很坚固。
They said, "Oh, the building is in pretty good. It's old, but in good condition."
教堂虽然老，但是状况很好。
And then mostly it's affordable. It doesn't cost that much money.
最重要的是，它是能够不是很贵。
And so people said, "Yeah, let's buy it."
人们说，让我们买下来吧。
And so, people were not scared.
那时候人们并没有担心。
And because of that, they weren't afraid. They weren't praying really about this decision.
而他们不担心是因为他们已经有了思想准备。
But maybe God knows us so well that he slowed things up in Chinatown.
也许神借这个事情让我们知道他在在华埠的这扩展方面他让我们慢了下来。
Maybe he wants us to have greater faith and to be people of prayer, to grow in our prayer life.
也许他让我们增强加强信心让我们增强祷告的生活。
And so God has not, didn't show us a very quick way in Chinatown to expand our facility.
神呢并没有给我们一个在华埠快速扩展的计划。
Again, maybe he thinks that our church, the people are too reliant on their own resources.
也许他觉得我们教会的人太依靠自己的能力。
He wants us to realize that it is only through him that he will provide what we need.
他想让我们知道其实是通过他来得到我们的供应。
So God certainly understands us and knows what we need.
所以神真的是很知道我们，知道我们的需要。
Fourthly, God sometimes leads in a clear supernatural way, but always involves staying close to God.
第四一个原则，神引领我们的道，引领我们的方式是很清晰、超自然的，但是需要靠近他。
So in verse 21 and 22, it tells us that God was, in some sense, providing a GPS for the people.
在21节，神基本上是告诉说，神告诉就是给以色列人，相当于给他们提供的一种方式，就像有 GPS.
During the day, it was a pillar cloud.
在白天有一个它的云柱里。
At night, it was a pillar of fire.
在夜晚有一个火柱。
And so, obviously, this is a very supernatural way of God leading His people in the wilderness.
所以，在这个很明显的在引领以色列人的这个方式上事上，神有一个这是很超自然的事情。
And sometimes God leads us in very supernatural ways.
有时候神就是用非超自然的方式来引领我们。
But most of the time He doesn't.
但是很多时候他并没有如此。
Now I have never personally heard God's voice.
我个人没有听到神的声音。
And so he didn't tell me, oh, you need to lead them in this expansion or something.
他没有告诉我你要引领他们扩展，做这方面的扩展。
But God has led me through His Word and through His Holy Spirit.
但是神确实通过他的话语和圣灵来引领了我。
He said that if we lack wisdom, we can pray and ask God, and He will give us wisdom to make good decisions.
他说，如果我们缺少智慧，我们就要多多的祷告。
And so, even though I haven't heard a voice from God, wisdom told me that, oh, with so many people, we need more space.
尽管我没有听到神的声音告诉我，有这么多的聚会，有这么多的人来聚会，需要一个更大的，需要一个扩展一个地方。
249 Harrison Ave, the original church building, was built for a church of no larger than 200 people.
所以那时候249号这个教会建的时候只能容纳不多于150个人。
Now we have close to 1,000 people.
现在我们在华埠就有超过1,000多人。
And we've had to rent or borrow space in many different ways.
我们不得不用各种的方式来租赁或者是借用地方。
For instance, on a typical Sunday, we have to use 5 different buildings.
通常一个主日我们要用到5个建筑。
And unlike here, where if you have children, you bring the children here and you go to worship, that's not the way it is in Canada.
在这儿我们楼底下有一个孩童可以去的地方，我们把他们放在楼下。但是在 Chinatown, 在华埠不是这样的。
You have to drop them off at 120 Shamit, and then go to another place for worship.
你不得不在华埠，你不得不把孩子放到120号，然后到另一个建筑物里去敬拜。
They have to walk across the turnpike, the bridge, just to get to their worship site.
他们不得不穿过高速公路上面那个路。
So wisdom tells us that's not a good way to run a church.
智慧告诉我们，那不是一个很好的教会牧会的方式。
Wisdom also tells us renting is not the best option in the long term.
智慧也告诉我们，租房子不是一个长期的好的计划。
Because we rent the Quincy Elementary School auditorium. We rent the Quincy School auditorium.
Auditorium.
And we've been doing it for 15 years.
我们已经做了十五年。
But all we can get is an agreement year by year.
但是我们只能跟他们一年一年的续约。
And we recognize that maybe they may decide not to rent to us.
我们意识到也许有一天他们决定不再租给我们。
Particularly if the government may not look kindly upon churches that believe in biblical principles.
特别是当政府不再很和善地看教会的一些原则。
And so we feel that there's a wisdom tells us we better secure a long-term opportunity to buy something if we have that opportunity.
所以我们就有一个智慧，如果有机会的话，我们就要把买下一个地方，来为长期的这种稳定性做准备。
Because the city has been very nice to us because they want to buy our land.
市政府对我们很不错，这是因为他们想把买下我们的土地。
But we don't know what will happen in the future.
但是我们不知道将来会发生什么事情。
And so God hasn't led us in a supernatural way.
神还没有用超自然的方式来带这件事情带领我们。
But as we've asked God for wisdom, He's shown us the right direction.
但是当我们向神寻求帮助的时候，他就给我们机会。
And the most important thing, I think, is that we need to be close to God.
但是很重要的事情就是说，我们要靠近神。
You see, that pillar of cloud or pillar of fire represents God's presence.
你明白，云柱和火柱代表的神的同在。
And for the Israelites, they had to stay close and follow that cloud.
那些以色列人就必须靠近神，而且跟随着神。
And even though we don't have a visible cloud or fire, we have to stay close to God and follow Him as well.
尽管我们没有云柱火柱，我们也必须靠近神。
And so if we want to know God's will, we need to read His word and spend time in prayer.
如果我们想知道神的旨意，我们就必须读他的话语。
Our relationship with God must be very close.
我们和神的关系一定是很亲密。
Then He will lead us and guide us.
然后他就会引领我们。
The fifth principle is God leads through His appointed leaders.
第五个原则就是神通过他所指定的领袖来引领我们。
The beginning of chapter 14, it says, Then the Lord said to Moses.
在十四章开始耶和华晓谕摩西。
So we notice that God didn't speak to everyone.
我们注意到神并不是跟每一个人都说话。
God spoke to His appointed leader Moses.
神和他所指定的领袖摩西说话。
And so this is how frequently God guides His people is He guides the leaders first.
这就是神常常来神常常是要想引领他的子民，他就会先引领他的领袖。
And this is why the Bible encourages us to submit to our leadership.
这是为什么圣经让我们对我们的领袖要顺服。
Now this doesn't mean that our leaders are perfect.
这当然不是说我们的领袖就是完美的。
That's why it's important for us to pray for our leaders.
这也就是为什么很重要的，我们要为我们的领袖祷告。
Pray that they would have wisdom. Pray that God would guide them.
祷告谁能给他们智慧，谁能指引他们。
And if you have a different idea, then I think you can respectfully appeal to them.
如果你有一个不同的建议，你可以尊重性的向他们提出。
And you can bring up different things that they have not thought about in a respectful way.
通过一种尊重的方式让他们知道一些他们没有想过的方式。
So in our church, we have a board of elders and a board of deacons and a pastoral staff.
我们教会有长老长老执事还有教务职员。
And if God wants us to go in a different direction, He will guide those leaders first.
如果神想让我们走一个不同的方向，他就会引领这些教会领袖。
So, respect our leaders, but also dialogue with them and appeal to them in a respectful manner.
请尊重我们的领袖，当然也如果有不同的看法，也请向他们提出。
The next two principles I'm going to combine together, number 6 and number 7.
第六和第七个原则，我把它们放到一起。
It says, number 6 is God leads in a way that may involve risk and danger. And 7, God leads in a way that will bring glory to Himself.
第六原则说，神引领我们的方式可能会有风险。第七个原则，神引领我们的方式会把荣耀归于他。
So in chapter 14, verses 2 to 4, God gives them very specific instructions about where they are to go.
在十七节，神给以色列人很具体的指引，让他们怎么样去离开，怎么去走。
And from an outside observer, you would say, I think God is leading them into a trap.
对旁观者来说，旁观者会说，神把他们领到一个绝境。
Because to the north was the Philistines.
因为在北边是腓利比人。
To the south was this barren wilderness.
而南边是贫瘠的旷野。
To the east was the Red Sea.
东边是红海。
And to the west was Pharaoh's army.
西边却是法老的军队。
They were going to be surrounded.
他们会被包围。
And as they were surrounded, all they could do is look up to God.
当以色列人被包围的时候，他们能做的只能是向天而仰望。
Now, most of the time, we try to avoid risk and danger.
很多时候，我们尽力避开风险。
And generally, that's a good idea.
通常来说，那是一个不错的想法。
But sometimes God leads us in a way that He will receive glory when He rescues us.
但是神引领我们的方式，就是当他拯救我们的时候，荣耀就归于了他。
As I mentioned in our expansion history, the city had said, "Oh, we're willing to swap land for you with you."
在我提到的教会扩堂的这个历史中，市政府说我们想跟你换土地。
And we thought that's the best offer we can get from the city.
我们觉得这是给我们市政府给我们一个不错的最好的一个提议。
Because by swapping land, it would allow us to build the new building while we stay in the old one, and then when we're finished, we could move to the new building.
这样，当我们就可以当我们在教会新换来的这个土地上建房子的时候，我们可以继续在旧的房子里崇拜，等着新的房子建好，我们就可以挪过去。
So after waiting about 10 years, we said, "Oh, maybe the city will do it this year."
等了10年之后，我们在想，也许今年市政府就会这么做。
But if the city said yes, we're not ready to build yet.
但是当市政府说，好了，我们可以了，可是我们可能还没有准备好。
We don't have any money.
我们没有钱。
So we better raise some money in anticipation that we're going to swap this land.
最好我们现在就开始募款。
But in 2008, when we're trying to raise this money,
但是当2008年我们想准备募款的时候，
the U.S. economy fell sharply.
这美国的经济一下子就塌陷下来。
The stock market dropped 54%. Over 17 months.
股市在十七个月之内跌了54%。
And so there was a lot of economic crisis for the nation at that time.
在这个国家面对了一个很大的经济危机。
And yet we felt, oh, we need to raise some money.
但是我们觉得我们需要募款。
And yet all our members just lost a lot of money in the stock market.
我们的这个会众呢，在这个股市上也是丢失了很多钱。
But we said we needed to have money ready so that we could build when the city gives us permission.
但是我们说我们需要募款，需要准备好，为了这个市政府给我们换地。
And so God allowed us to raise $8 million during that time.
在那时候，神允许我们募到了八百万。
And all of us were amazed that God could do this.
我们所有人都很感到惊奇。
But then the city never proceeded with the swap.
但是市政府从来就没有再往前迈一步。
Those classrooms were still there.
那些暂时的教室仍然还在那儿。
And there was no hope of really moving them anytime soon.
他们没有希望，没有任何的希望，他们会啊、会尽快的，会最近的挪走。
And so I remember at that time I was feeling very frustrated.
我记得那时候我感到很沮丧。
Why did God lead us in a time of financial crisis to raise all this money?
谁为什么在让我们在经济低迷的时候募到了这么多钱？
And we can't do anything with it.
但是我们却没有用，没有任何的用处。
Well, 4 years later, something new happened.
四年之后啊、出现了一个新的情况。
The South Cove Manor Nursing Home decided that they wanted to move to Quincy.
就是这个敬老院决定要挪到Quincy.
And so they wanted to sell their land to a Chinatown organization.
他们想把他这块土地卖给华埠的一个机构。
Now we didn't know anything about their plans.
我们从来不知道他们的计划。
But we thought, oh, this could be an opportunity for us.
我们这时候就想，这是一个很好的机会。
And so they interviewed different people that applied to buy their land.
他们面试了几家有购买兴趣的机构。
And I think one of the main features for our church was that we could tell you we could pay cash for this land.
我们教会的一个特点是我们可以用现金来买。
Because after 4 years, we collected all the pledges already.
因为在过去的四年里，我们已经把募捐就是成捐的数目都已经收藏了。
We don't have to look for a loan.
我们不需要贷款。
We can plunk down the cash right here.
我们就用现金买。
So they said, "Okay, we'll sell it to you."
所以他们说，我们就卖给你们了。
And it was about half of what we had, $4 million to buy that land.
大约是我们银行里的一半数目，400万。
Again, it was not something that we planned.
这不是我们从一开始就计划好的。
We were just feeling very frustrated.
我们预期相反，我们是感到很沮丧的。
But in the midst of that frustration, God opened a new path for us.
但是在我们沮丧的时候，神给我们开了路。
And God receives all the glory.
当然，所有的荣耀都归于我们的神。
Let's look at the last principle.
最后一个原则。
God leads in a way, oh, excuse me, not the last, next to last. God leads in a way that allows for opposition to his will.
神引领的方式允许抵挡。
Sometimes we think that if it's God's will, it'd just be easy.
有时候我们想，如果是神的旨意，肯定会很容易，轻而易举地做到。
There were no problems.
没有任何的问题。
But you see in this story, there were some problems.
但是你在这些经文里边看到，确实有一些问题。
There was external opposition as well as internal opposition.
有外面的抵挡，也有内在的抵挡。
The external opposition is the Pharaoh and his army.
外面的抵挡当然就是法老和他的军队。
The Egyptians had second thoughts about letting the Israelites go.
以色列人对让埃及人离开埃及人对让以色列人离开埃及有了一个改变了他们的看法。
And so they chased after the Israelites.
他们就追逐以色列人。
And God wiped out that army when he parted the Red Sea and then allowing the Israelites to go through, and then the water came crashing down, killing the Egyptian army.
神分开红海的水，让以色列人经过，然后当水回来的时候，法老的军队就被淹死。
But it was also internal opposition as well.
内部也有一些抵挡反抗。
Because when some of the people saw the Egyptian army, many of them got scared.
当一些以色列人看到埃及人追过来的时候，他们很害怕。
They began to blame Moses.
他们开始责备摩西。
And say, why did you lead us out here?
你为什么把我们领到这儿来？
We're all going to be killed because of you.
我们所有人都会死，因为你。
And so they had questioned Moses and his leadership.
他们质疑摩西和他的领导。
Now certainly there's a a place for honest differences of opinion.
当然对事情有一些不同的看法，这是可以理解的。
In a family, the husband and wife don't always agree.
丈夫和妻子不一定说不一定时刻达成一致。
But the problem is when we begin to judge people's motives.
但是当我们来对别人的动机有怀疑的时候，就有问题了。
So in the midst of this expansion, there have been people who have accused me of my motives.
在我们教会扩堂这个过程中，有的人就来质疑我的动机。
Some people said, "Oh, the only reason why you want to have a new building in Chinatown is you want to have a monument to yourself."
有的人说，你想让在 Chinatown 在华埠扩堂的一个唯一的原因，就是想给你自己建一个纪念馆。
I just want to have space that we can have good ministries in the nation.
偶尔只是想有我们有很有施工的空间。
And God taught me to be patient and gracious even to people who oppose me.
神让我忍耐，也让我柔和谦卑。
But don't think that if you are pursuing God's will, that everything will just be easy.
所以不要想，如果你你跟随神的旨意，每一件事都会轻而易举。
And there could be external opposition as well as internal opposition.
可能会有外边的抵抗反对，也可能会有内部的抵抗反对。
And the last principle is God leads in a way that increases our prayer and faith.
最后一个原则就是神引领我们的方式会加强我们的祷告和信心。
Now in verse 10, it mentions that when Pharaoh's army was drawing near, the firstthing that the people of Israel did was they cried out to the Lord.
在第四章十节说到当法老他们临近的时候，这个以色列人就恐惧，就向耶和华哀求。
Later on, they began to blame Moses.
当然了，后来他们开始指责摩西。
But I think the good thing is the initial thought was to cry out to the Lord.
好的地方就是说，他们一开始的时候还是向神哀求。
And that's a good thing because we want to pray and to ask God to lead us and help us.
这是一件好的事情，当我们向神寻求帮助。
And God showed those Israelites perhaps one of the greatest miracles when he parted the Red Sea.
神当然向以色列人展示了他所做的一个很大的神迹，就是把红海的水分开。
And in Exodus 14, verses 29 to 30, it tells us the result of God bringing them through this crisis.
在十四章二十九节和三十一节，神就是讲了他是如何帮助以色列人避开这个危机。
And just looking at verse 31, Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so that the people.Feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses.
第三十一节，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
So we see that God led the Israelites into a trap almost.
你看，神把以色列人带到了一个几乎是绝境的地方。
And in the midst of that trap, God rescued them.
在那个绝境里，神把他们拯救出来。
And he did that on purpose.
他这样做是有一个目的。
So that people would have faith in him.
这样人们就会对他有信心。
That they would look to him in the midst of that crisis.
他们就会向他仰望。
And that he would shape and mold us in our trust in him.
他就会来塑造我们，让我们更多的信靠他。
So as we are faced as a church with a big decision, I hope some of these principles will help us.
我们教会在面对做出一个重大决定的时候，我希望这些原则对我们也有帮助。
That he wants to lead us and guide us.
他愿意来引领我们。
Does it necessarily lead us in the fastest way or easiest way?
不一定是最快的最快的捷径。
But the process will shape and mold us and build us up.
但是这个过程会建造我们，塑造我们。
I think that principle can be also things that the big decisions that you make in your own life as well.
这些原则也可以应用到你做重大个人决定的时候。
That God is not just interested in the final product.
神感兴趣的不仅仅是最后的结局。
He's in the process of building us up so that we can be like Jesus.
他感兴趣的是通过这个过程来塑造我们，让我们每一个人能更像耶稣。
Let us bow together and pray.
让我们一起基督祷告。
Thank you, Lord, that you led our church on a journey.
感谢主，你引领我们这个教会的进程。
And you are leading us on a journey to build us up.
你在这个过程里引领我们，建造我们。
We admit that we are weak in our faith.
我们承认我们信心很软弱。
We are more dependent upon our own abilities and our own resources.
我们更多的依靠我们自己的能力和资源。
So we pray for our church as we are faced with a big decision.
我们也为我们的教会在做重大决定这个时刻祷告。
Not only to sell the land, but what to do with it, with the money after we get it.
不仅仅是卖这个土地，还有卖土地之后的钱，我们如何去使用。
I know our church leaders are examining various options.
我知道我们的教会的领袖正在检查各种的选项。
So we pray for wisdom and guidance for our leadership.
我们祷告求你的智慧，求你的指引。
And we pray for unity of our church.
我们为我们教会的合一祷告。
That whether it be in Chinatown or Newton,
不管是在华埠还是在牛顿。
Whether it be English speaking, Cantonese or Mandarin speaking,
不管是说英语的还是说国语粤语的。
That together we will hear your voice.
让我们一起来听到你的声音。
And led by you in the path that you want us to go.
按引领我们按你的方式按你的道路去走。
Not for our glory.
不是为我们自己的荣耀。
Your glory.
而是为了主你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.